and of course Sir Giles, who again we are very grateful to for being here today. And Giles, of course, can normally speak without notes for at least a minute without deviation, hesitation, or indirect repetition, which I almost failed to do there myself in my impersonation of it. But I leave the speech to serious stuff to those two, and of course to Boris, as Giles mentioned, and of course Boris, I'm sure, would have been here today if indeed, you know, he could have afforded to be so. But Boris obviously has been on our side for a long time, a fervent opposer of this this dreaded Heathrow expansion, and thanks to him for that, and of course a lot of his colleagues in the Conservative Party were also vociferous in their defence of their anger about Heathrow, and of course now many of them have conveniently changed their mind. Thank you, Theresa May, for changing your mind about Heathrow expansion. Many of them have changed their minds, but don't worry, I'm not going to speak as Boris for the whole of my speech. I don't know enough Latin to do that, so... But it's another impressionist's favourite and standby who's inspired my words that I'm about to give to you today. And that is a man who lives somewhere very near here, I believe, in this square. That's Sir David Attenborough, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Sir David, you can probably hear me, so I better be careful. But he's currently showing us every Sunday night, I'm sure you've all been watching. He's been doing it for about 5 decades now, the beauty and the fragility and the interdependence of every creature on this planet. And what David tries to say, as an ambassador for WWF, which I am myself, alongside Sir David, he tries to say now on his programmes, even with his hands tied behind his back because of what is so-called a balance, which is so necessary apparently on television, he tries to say every week that we are now riding roughshod over that very beautiful ecosystem as we rape the planet for our own use. Now, for me, Heathrow, and I'm sure everyone is going to have a different take on this to a point, but for me, and I can only speak for me, obviously, Heathrow, well, not just for me, because I do loads of different voices, but you know what I mean. For me, Heathrow is about more than the third runway. It's about more than the heartless destruction of several villages. I know they're represented here today. It's about more than the ruination of millions of lives of people on the flight path. For me, Heathrow is a test case. It asks, do you care about the hundreds of thousands of species that the wonderful man who lives over here, Sir David Attenborough, has shown us for years? Do you care as governments? Do you care as councils? Do you care as businesses, as people on this planet, about the natural world and its and our long-term survival? Because if you do, and surely we must, then we cannot keep expanding. We cannot keep growing. It is simply not sustainable.
That's progress, they say in America. That's progress.
Yeah, but if progress is, thank you for getting that reference, if progress is unsustainable, and if progress is killing us and all about us, then we shouldn't be doing it, surely. We know the economy of the world, we've been told repeatedly, is a cycle of boom and bust. But if we continue to boom, it's nature's capital that will go bust. And without nature's capital, we are all in big trouble. And once it's gone forever.